Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax so we can hear what the divine messages are for us today. And we will start as always by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's such an honor to be here with everyone. I have had a journey that's probably not like anyone else's. It was a crazy journey. It started with sugar cookies with sprinkles flying off my kitchen countertop. My cell phone began to text me, and it was my cousin's friend from the other side. And then spirit sat on me to get my attention. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And I'm so glad that I did, because all of that propelled me forward onto the path I find myself on today. And it's a beautiful, beautiful path. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered that I have an amazingly strong connection with spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I had a background in law enforcement. I still continue to serve and protect, but now I've traded in my 357, and I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I first connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV, and I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I looked and I said, "Lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find somebody a little bit closer." And a few hours later, she actually threatened me. I can't say what she said because it wouldn't be appropriate for Morning with Jesus. But we've been together ever since. It took a while for me to realize that the connection I have with Joan is truly divine. And she's left a door open. And those on the other side, they walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. As well, it helps me to have the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, my journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to be here and take my abilities to radio and access an even wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And I guess that is my official title. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. My journey began when I woke up one day and realized I was not happy. Even though I had the kind of life that I had been taught would make me happy. You know, I was married, I had a lovely home, I had two nephews who were, I was basically raising, and they were teenagers, and you know, and they were good teenagers. They weren't, you know, the rebellious and don't listen kind. And I was not happy. And so I began this incredible journey to discover who I really am. And it has been absolutely incredible. And I've learned so much about myself, about life, about everything. And I've changed in so many ways. And I use the knowledge and the beautiful healing modality that has been gifted to me to help others to make changes in their lives as well. So I'm not one of those people that, you know, tell me your problems and I, you know, I just listen. I don't just listen. I help you to make the changes. I help you to let go, to clear the issues, to move forward in your life. It's not a slow and simple process. It's actually very quick, very easy, and it does change your life. And that was what was always important to me. I always wanted to be able to actually make changes. That's what I always told my guidance, you know. Don't have me do things that don't make a difference. So I make a difference with the things that I do. And if you want to learn more about what I do, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. There's some free healing work that you can actually do on yourself if you want to start making a difference in your own life. And if you want me to help you, then by all means, contact me. There are lots of ways of doing that through the website, through the email, barbara.healing@gmail.com. Through Facebook. Okay, so that is enough about us, and now we will hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing, Barbara, is a beautiful prayer that I was guided to read. It was written by Roland Comtois, and it's entitled, A Blessing for Your Journey. Dear angels, bless us as we embark on a journey of divine purpose. Help us to become more who we are, and give us the inspiration to fulfill our destined path. Dear angels, bless humanity with the strength to overcome the stillness of fear and lead us collectively toward the global heart. And finally, may the angels, guides, and guardians be ever so present in every moment, in every day, in every obstacle, in every wish, in every lesson learned, and in every breath. Love peacefully, compassionately, and joyfully with all that is divine and holy. And that was a beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read. And with that being said, I was guided to a message that I had channeled in November on the 5th, today's date, but it was actually in 2015. And on that morning, I woke up and I heard the song, Jesus Take the Wheel. And a wonderful feeling came over me, and I had a big smile that was suddenly plastered all over my face. And I thought, wow, how great is that, to give complete control to Jesus? I then heard, do not worry, my child. I have a plan for you. You can trust in my plan as you rest safely in my hands. I am always in control, and I've got this covered. I want you to live each day with happiness and joy instead of worrying. Focus on living your life to the fullest. Each day is a blessing, and each moment gives you the opportunity to create a life that is filled with joy and true fulfillment. And I'd realized I'd been reacting on different times in the past where I wanted to be in control of my life. After all, I am an adult, at least age-wise. Well, you probably know how that goes, guys. Not the way you plan, right? I would always hear, get out of your own way. And it did take me a while before I finally realized that life does not have to be that difficult. And then I blurted out, oh, God. And I could hear Jesus laugh. He commented, yes, oh, God. And then all of a sudden, I was shown George Burns as he played God and remembered how funny the movie was. And suddenly, there I was. I was riding in the sidecar of the motorcycle. And who other than George Burns as God was driving? I then heard, don't take life so seriously. After all, I am in charge. So I guess the part that I play in all of this is to ask each of you now to notice our Creator. I'm here to spread the word, think God. He is saying that he hasn't heard from you guys lately. Also, I'm just not in people's thoughts anymore as I used to be. I hear from some of you now and then there are those only who think of me when you seem to be in trouble. Please don't take God for granted. Just because you can't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And sometimes you just have to believe in things that you can't see. So we're all asked to have the faith of a child. God is adding us to his club of heavyweights. Can you believe that? We're right up there with Socrates, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and Abraham Lincoln. And don't worry about being qualified, because even Einstein's theory about the universe did fail. Jesus then gave a message to everyone. Live each day by faith and not by sight. And although we have limits, With God, we are limitless. Don't ever be afraid. Know that I am always with you. I will be a roadmap on your journey through life. When you feel lost, turn to me and I will guide you. I may take you to places that you don't want to go, but these places will bring you growth and teach you precious lessons. You need to fasten your seatbelt and know that I am in the driver's seat. As you ride this out, you will face your fears and discover that you are stronger than you know and will be on the road to your highest and best. And don't forget what I was able to accomplish in a week. I love you, Jesus. Oh, God. And those are my messages, Barbara.
Oh, thank you, DC. Those are wonderful messages.
Okay.
All right, so let's see what Jesus wants to say to me right now. My beloved ones, today is a day of inspiration. You will receive the inspiration to do what is right for you. And this is just to allow you to take the next step in your own journey. This is to help you to create your life the way you truly desire for it to be. Take some time and notice what you are inspired to do. And we will let you know that inspiration is not worry. It is not fear. It is not stress. It is not frustration. It is the quiet knowing what is right for you in that moment. Inspiration is the easiest thing for you to accept, because you know that it is coming from your guidance, from God, from the universe, from whomever it is you feel you are connected with. It is the inspiration to move you forward on your path, to help you do what is right for you. Because the only one you are responsible for is yourself. So allow yourself to receive inspiration. And this is not just something that you get once a day. You can be inspired in every moment if you choose to be. But we ask that you just spend a little time, just a few moments, just breathing, and ask for the inspiration that is right for you. And when you receive it, and it will come in whatever form or forms work best for you, follow it. Do it. Don't think about it. Don't analyze it. Don't try to justify it. Just do it. You asked, and it is given. Accept it and do it. And that is all we ask of you. We ask that you become a conscious part of creating your own life. We are here for you. We are always here for you. But we will not do your life for you. You have to make those choices. You have to accept that inspiration. You have to take those steps. It's time for you to love and honor you. Today is your day. Make it the very best day it can possibly be. Take the inspired action that come to you. We love you. We love you always. And no matter what, you can't get it wrong. You are loved.
Okay.
That is what he wanted to share with us.
Oh, beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
My pleasure. And now we will take questions from callers. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And remember, when you call in, if you want to talk to us, you must press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on the studio board. Otherwise, we will just let you listen. So let's go to our first caller from area code 951. Let's see if this is our wonderful Nathaniel.
Hi, good morning, ladies.
Good morning,
hello,
Nathaniel.
Hello, hello.
How are you today, dear?
Excellent, excellent. Thanks. How are you?
Great. So, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to see if the Spirit was coming through with a message from the Divine for me.
Okay. Let's see what DC's getting first.
Hello, Nathaniel. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
It's so nice to connect with you. I have to ask you, though, the angels are telling me you're still being a little critical of yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm getting the words stress and difficulties.
Oh.
And at times you may doubt yourself and the choices maybe that you're making. Okay. You've got to allow the divine, the angels, to help you see yourself through the eyes of God, the beautiful creation that you truly are, okay?
Okay.
Never try to compare yourself to others, because, like Nathaniel, there's only one of you, and there's no comparison, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I just feel like, you know, like I'm glad that you called in, because we're going to help you to get that confidence back that you truly deserve to have. And you've got to watch that thinking. If you find yourself thinking thoughts that aren't positive, just, you know, stop and then think of something really beautiful, something positive. Think how amazing you truly are, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I have to ask you, I'm getting the word family. So what is going on around family? I feel like there's something that has to be healed, Nathaniel.
Well, I've just been texting my brother. I texted him a little while ago, and his wife brought over some food a couple of times in the last week or so.
I still feel that there's some kind of fear or something in regard to family, Nathaniel. Okay, and whatever it is, you've got to just let it go. You've got to, you know, just surrender it, any kind of anxiety. And just, you know, exhale anything that's not positive upward to heaven and release all of your cares. Okay? And know that you truly are loved, Nathaniel, by everyone, okay? Okay. And I'm getting that you really have to be, like, you know, clear with everyone and really say what you're feeling. I feel like at times, Nathaniel, you don't want to do that. You're afraid to say something. You don't want to have any conflict, any confrontation. But the angels are saying, Nathaniel, they're with you and they're going to help you. And when you say something, it's going to come from love instead of fear. And people, you know, will respect you for what you do feel and what you're saying, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So I feel like, you know, this is the month of November. It just started a few days ago. And I feel there might be, like, an important decision that has to be made during this month, okay?
Okay.
So the angels aren't telling, like, what it is. But I do feel like it may involve, like, others, maybe even family members. And there's a little unease between you and someone, okay? Okay, so not to me, but again, like I said, speaking your truth will truly, you know, truly, truly help you, Nathaniel, okay? And having those loving boundaries. And, you know, you've got to trust and follow all the beautiful divine guidance that you're receiving, okay? you have a divine team that watches over you, okay? Expect, you know, good things to come to you. Expect positive changes, okay? And the angels are saying, you know, your happiness matters, Nathaniel, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because your happiness, believe it or not, even if you don't realize it, it affects your health, okay? So the angels want to make sure that you're, you know, that you are in a peaceful, happy environment. And any kind of fear that you're having, they're going to help you to let go of it, Nathaniel, okay?
Great.
Okay. So, you know, I'm glad that you, you know, that you called in because, you know, it's time to really get rid of any fears that you're carrying. There's no room for them, okay? And Nathaniel, I'm getting that, I don't know if you realize it, but you are a healer, and you're a very powerful healer.
Yes, sir.
Okay, have you been using those, you know, healing abilities, you know, first of all, towards yourself? Because the angels are saying, you know, go ahead, hon.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, because you heal with the beautiful power of love and that beautiful heart that you have, Nathaniel. And that brings about incredible healing. It's beautiful, it's uplifting, it's comforting. And you're here to spread that love throughout the whole entire world, Nathaniel. Okay? So you're doing, you know, you are doing a great job. So keep up the good work. But I'm getting, you need to just, you know, take a little time right now and just, you know, worry about you and just take care of Nathaniel. You need that little bit of time just for you. Okay, so make sure that you're putting yourself first and you're putting, you know, more time and energy into you, okay? And the angels are with you and they're saying, Nathaniel, we're here to remind you that, you know, we want you to take better care of yourself. And it's going to help you physically, emotionally, mentally. And I guess there's like a little bit more need for balance in your life, Nathaniel. Okay?
Sure.
So the angels are giving you like little ideas. And they're trying to help you to have enough energy, you know, to do everything. Okay? So please try to be a little bit more open to listening to the guidance that you're getting. Okay? At times, you know, it's okay if you're tired, take a nap, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have a little bit of a time out, Nathaniel, because you really deserve that time just for you. Okay?
Okay.
And then with that being said, okay, there's a woman on the other side that's coming in. I believe she has blonde hair. Is it possibly like a grandmother? It looks like blonde. It's white.
I had a girl next door. I knew this girl next door many years ago, and I think she passed away. You know, and she was younger than me, and her name was Adrian, and
or 80.
And I think she's with me a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting, she's saying, I am with you, Nathaniel. I'm always around. And you feel my presence. Do you notice possibly maybe like lights going on or something or flickering? And maybe you feel like you have someone like just touching you, like your arm or something. She's just saying, I'm with you and I just want you to know that I'm here. And I'm always here to help and to listen if you want someone to talk to. Okay. So she just wanted to give you a great big hello and a big hug and to let you know that you always have, you know, someone there to talk to and she's always there to listen, okay?
Yeah.
She's saying, you know what, your heart is heavy, you know, a lot of the times and she doesn't want your heart to be heavy, okay?
Okay.
And she's just, you know, she's sending you love from above and saying, you know, I am here and I do love you. And she really cherishes your friendship, Nathaniel. That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, okay?
Hey, thanks, DC. Have a good day.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Nathaniel, let's do our dear and mate statements for today. All right.
Okay.
Dear and mate, I release the pattern of criticizing myself.
year and eight, I released the pattern of criticizing myself.
Year and eight, I released the need to justify my life.
Year and eight, I released the need to justify my life.
Year and eight, I open to activating my gifts.
Year and eight, I'm open to activating my gifts.
Year and eight, I am choosing to live in my power.
Year and eight, I'm choosing to live in my power.
Year and eight, I release what is no longer me.
Year and eight, I release what's no longer me.
Year and eight, I accept that I will always be supported and cared for.
Year and eight, I know that I'll always be supported and cared for.
Year and eight, I release any need to figure out how.
Year and eight, I release any need to figure out how.
Year and eight, I trust in God.
Year and eight, I trust in God.
Year and eight, I trust in my own soul.
Year and eight, I trust in my own soul.
Year and eight, I allow my life to get better.
Year and eight, I allow my life to get better.
Year and eight, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Year and eight, I accept myself exactly the way I am.
Year and eight, I let go of the past.
Year and eight, I let go of the past.
And just take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Great. Hey, thanks a lot, ladies.
You are welcome. Oh, and I'm hearing the song. I've got the music in me, so play some music.
All right. Great.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you next time.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Okay. And we're going to our next caller. The computer does what I just asked it to do. And it is my favorite number, 111111111. And let's see if I can get it to come up. There we go. Hello.
Hi. I was inspired to come forth today. Inspiration
Yay.
Seems to be the way of what you have to say today. Hi.
Well, we're glad you're listening to your inspiration then. So what wonderful things shall we do together?
Travel down the path of divine success is what's coming to me.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Each step will lead us to a brighter day. And even in the darkness of night, which is part of the day, because one goes into the other, the figure eight is showing itself to me. Let's travel together to our happiness, joy, and pleasure.
Ooh, sounds like fun.
I hear that. All right, are you ready? Are you ready?
I think so. I like to believe I'm always ready. But
oh, beautiful.
No,
and it's wonderful to hear your voice.
Well, thank you, DC. I saw a promotion that you all had yesterday after the fact of the beautiful show that you had, the three of you, Barbara and DC and someone else. It was nice.
And Shannon, yes.
Very nice.
Show, yes. Yes, it was really beautiful.
I'm sure it had that kind of energy coming from it.
Yes. Well, Barbara added to the energy. It was truly divine. As always. It was absolutely beautiful. And what I'm getting for you, Queen, is you're a mentor, you're a leader, and you're here to make a difference in the world. So your divine team is with you, and they're helping you to, you know, to share your words and wisdom and uplift those around you. You have such insight and guidance to share with others.
I'm grateful for that.
And I'm getting, too, you know, there's a lot of beautiful positive energy around you, and it's going to help you to manifest things really quickly.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Your divine team is here to help you to really have the confidence you need to go forward. And they love your beautiful light. And they're saying if there's any concerns that you're having, just hand them over. So I hope that you're listening to your soul's guidance and, you know, you shine your light and you speak your truth around others. And as you do, you're going to inspire others to make a change in their life as well, Queen. You're doing a great job. Really, really beautiful. Okay. The other thing that, let's see, Ginger is handing me. Okay, what are you handing me, Ginger? Okay, she's handing me a stone. Let's see. I'm trying to see the color of the stone. What color is it, Ginger? Okay. Okay, let me see. She's hiding it a little bit, so I've got to ask her. Show me the stone. Okay. She's actually handing me Boji stones, and she's saying they're really, really powerful stones. Do you have any of those? She's saying they're great to use while you're meditating. I know she's spoken about those before, Queen, the Boji stones. And she's saying, you know, that if you would meditate with these Boji stones, you're going to get a lot of powerful insight. So I don't know if you have any. I mean, I've heard of them, and I think I've seen them once. I've never seen them before. And she's also handing you a beautiful garnet, and she's saying when you hold that garnet, think about your root chakra, okay? And she's saying this is going to help you to create that beautiful foundation that you need to go forward, Queen. So those are the two stones that she handed you. Okay, I just want to see if she has anything else. Okay. Okay, she's just showing me Archangel Raziel is with you, and he's here to encourage you to be that beautiful person that you are and to help raise your vibration because you are here to inspire others, okay? And he's just saying, Queen, you are a leader, and Archangel Raziel works closely with Buddha. And I see Buddha also like standing next to you, Queen, okay? So you're here to help to lead humanity closer, you know, to the divinity that's going on right now. And Ginger's saying that you've got a really important mission, Queen. So I hope that you're taking care of yourself. She's saying you need a little bit of extra TLC on yourself because this is really, you know, a very important time for you. Are you taking care of yourself, Queen?
Oh, we've dropped her.
Did we lose Wayne?
Yes, we lost her.
My goodness, maybe it was Buddha when Buddha came in, Barbara. Because we know Archangel Raziel, he's like our wizard angel, but then Buddha came in too, and I don't know, it was like things just went like so quiet. I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know if anyone is listening.
Well, I'm thinking she'll call back, but I don't know if she's having problems calling back.
Oh my goodness, well, it's a Mercury retrograde. That's okay. And our beautiful queen, like I said, I hope she is taking, you know, really good care of herself. And I'm getting, you know, I just see Kuan Yin with her as well. And to really, to help her to connect with the vibration of love and peace and freedom and to help her to grow spiritually and just to let go of anything that no longer serves her. I'm getting there maybe, you know, a little bit of self-judgment, a little bit of self-doubt, and she's got to let go of that and to step into, you know, a higher place of compassion and greater peace and love. And like you said, Kuan Yin is with her as well at this time. So all of those beautiful masters are here to help her to create her life experience.
Okay,
so
she's back.
If she doesn't hear this now, hopefully she'll go back in the archives and listen. And that's what I have for her, Barb.
I heard Buddha, I heard Raziel, and I just came back with Kuan Yin.
There you are. And I was saying that Kuan Yin is with you as well, Queen. The beautiful Kuan Yin, you know. She's with you, and she's pouring all this beautiful love in you to really, to help you to be strengthened spiritually, to liberate yourself and to let go of, like, there's still a little bit of lower vibrational energy around you, and it may have to do with fear. It may have to do with a little bit of judgment, and to really step into that higher vibration of freedom and love and peace and to help you to grow and to use that power, okay? So what is a lower vibrational energy, Queen? I mean, she's saying don't see it as a bad thing because it's here to help you to actually grow spiritually.
I can relate to that. But to define it at this moment, I can't.
Okay, no, that's okay. You know what? We don't have to define it. You did recognize that it is there, and that's all that we really need, because what we're going to do now is we're going to ask Barbara to come in and to do a little healing and just to get rid of that lower vibrational energy, because what I'm getting is there's going to be major changes coming for you, Queen. There's all this amazing energy around you. There's so much growth taking place. So whatever this change is that's coming in is going to be really significant for you. And with the healing and everything, you're going to overcome any obstacles that are in your way. And Barbara's going to help you to release, you know, that energy, whatever it's from, and allow the flow of this beautiful energy that Kuan Yin is presenting you with to come in, okay? So it's going to be like we're removing all the stuff that no longer serves you, okay? Whatever's not for your highest good, we're going to be able to get rid of right now if you're willing, okay?
Oh, that's perfect. I'll take the giant leap. And the stone that you mentioned, well, I'm feeling that someone, another special person in my life, was talking to me about the stone that she wanted for me to make a piece for her. And I'm thinking that was a stone she said. She mentioned a few of them, but I think that was it.
That's beautiful. Really beautiful.
I'm going to get that stone for her. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. And Buddha is just coming in, and, you know, when you're quiet and you're not, you know, you're just quieting your mind, the soul will begin to speak. Okay? And just remember that you are a beautiful child of the universe, Queen. Okay?
Yes.
So I'm just seeing this beautiful butterfly. It's your time to really, you know, let go of what, you know, what no longer serves you, and to just to, you know, to be that beautiful butterfly and just to fly wherever it is that you're supposed to fly, Queen, okay?
Yes. Accepted. Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay. Barbara?
Okay, Queen. Okay, we have these beautiful divine presence that want to talk with you or want to... What are we doing? Okay. I'm just getting this energy. So we have the three goddesses that come at times to just be with you, and they're here right now. And then the more DC would say Buddha, the bigger Buddha got. So Buddha's there too. And I'm not sure if this is supposed to be an intertwining of all of their energy, which they say, of course, why not? So this will be more of a kind of a meditation thing. So just if you are in a place where you can just close your eyes and just breathe.
Okay.
And we will just go into this energy. And so I see us standing in a circle. And it's you, DC, and I are forming a triangle. And then the three goddesses are forming a triangle that is intertwined with our triangle. And then the Buddha is coming down to be in the center between the two triangles. And there's this beautiful energy that is expanding from each of us. And it's just becoming this one beautiful, huge ray of light. And it's got different colors kind of swirling through it. And it's saturating every cell of each of our beings. So there are seven of us with our lights merging to become one powerful, amazing energy. Just breathe and absorb this energy. And I'm seeing a vision of the earth now coming and hanging in the air over Buddha. And it is receiving our energy as well. Plus we are receiving the energy from every being on the planet. So now this energy is now billions of beings. And what this energy is bringing us is peace, connection, love, wholeness, and acceptance of all that we are. And all that we are becoming. And it is just dissolving anything that is no longer in alignment with who each of us is. And as these old energies are dissolving, this beautiful beam of energy is becoming brighter and brighter. And our bodies are becoming translucent as we are being the light that we are. And I just see us expanding like we're all becoming taller and bigger and just this beautiful, amazing energy. Just breathe it in. Allow yourself to feel it. Feel it in every part of your being. And this energy is soaking into everyone who is listening. Everyone who is willing to accept this energy, you are receiving it. You are receiving this transformation of yourself in this moment. And so the goddesses are saying that this is your potential, and it is always, always here for you. And in any moment, you can tap into this energy and live in this energy. It never ends. And even if everyone is drawing from it, there's still more than enough, always more than enough. This is the energy of unlimited abundance. This is the energy of pure, unconditional love. This is the energy of accepting your power, your place in life, in the universe, on this planet. This is waking you up to all that you are, bringing you into crystalline alignment, showing you the way so that you can take the inspired action and become the truth of who you are. And I want you to just breathe it in a few more times. And now as you come back to the here and now, you are not leaving this energy. You are just expanding your awareness to include this moment. And to be who you truly are, who you are truly created to be. And they're saying that they love you, to each and every one of us. Okay, Queen, come back to now. How does that feel?
Still peaceful for sure, and opening up to more infinite possibilities and a release, because toward the end my eyes started to fill up, so a release of some things feels really beautiful. And I wanted to say about Buddha, when DC brought him up and then came again, when I went back to my, when I went on my journey home, I remembered a Buddha statue that I had had, that I had given to an elder male, and that I hadn't thought about that until I went home. And now, he's come again. So, that's what I'm feeling. Much gratitude. And I'm planning something for New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, maybe both. Sort of an open house. So I'm putting it out there to both of you as guests to opening up to a wide array of energies to see what comes forward to for expansion of my mission on this planet. So you're all out busy. You can pencil that in for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Why not? And thank you, as always. Much gratitude.
Beautiful.
And I did want to say this when you said close your eyes. You know, sometimes I'm driving and I started to say, and I'm saying it now. Okay, I'll let my car drive itself. But anyway, that was my humor for the day.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing this beautiful energy with us.
Mm. Yes.
Now we've definitely started the day right.
Inspiration.
Yep.
All for it.
Definitely.
Mm. Namaste.
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 Okay. And I want to remind our callers that if you want to get a message or you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1 so that lovely symbol appears. Otherwise, we just let you listen. And our next caller is from area code 204. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Rose Norris.
Hello, Rose.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Oh, lovely.
I'm celebrating my birthday, so I thought it'd be a wonderful time to call. And I so appreciate your information and the lovely messages on Facebook. Thank you.
Well, you're
welcome. Beautiful. And happy birthday. My goodness. What a beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey, and, you know, thank you for sharing a little bit of your time with us as well.
Well, I really appreciate you, and I've called before but never got through, so this is really my lucky day.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, let's see what kind of messages we get for you.
I'm getting that, you know, like with your beautiful, beautiful birth year and everything, things are going to be looking up for you in all different areas. Really, really beautiful. And I hope that you're finding time to just, you know, enjoy time with yourself.
Oh, I do.
And okay, and observing the world around you and your own inner world and gaining insight that you need to overcome any difficulties you may be having. Okay. Do you meditate, hon?
I do, yes.
Beautiful.
Actually, not as much as I should, but I have started again, and I have made a commitment to myself to do that every morning and night.
Beautiful. Well, that's a beautiful gift to yourself for sure. And I'm getting, like, as you're, you know, connecting with us, this is the end of a cycle, and you're moving forward to another cycle, and I'm getting the word happiness in big, bold letters.
Oh, great.
This is a time to enjoy this beautiful time, to celebrate, and, you know, continue to look after yourself, okay, to really do things for you. And I'm getting there's a lot of changes that are going to be happening, and they're going to be very, very happy changes for you, hon, okay?
I'll accept.
Okay, and I'm getting you may have been worrying about something, and the angels are saying, please don't worry any longer. I'm getting the number, in fact, too. So it may be 2 days, 2 weeks, but whatever you're worrying about is going to, you know, go away, is what I'm getting. And I just feel like you're going to have more peace than you've had in a while, okay? And everything is going to feel really beautiful, so calm, you know, so happy, so serene. So it's going to be really, really beautiful for you.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I'm getting the word trust, hon, okay? I don't know what it is that you need to have a little bit more trust in. And the angels are saying they realize that, you know, trust can be difficult. But now is the time to trust in the universe and to know that you will have everything that you're needing, you know, as you go forward on that beautiful spiritual path of yours, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever the fear was, you know, whatever you were worried about, let it go, okay? All is well. And, you know, when you get a chance to quietly close your eyes and breathe, and you're going to feel this beautiful new energy coming in, okay? And, Rose, as we're connecting, I'm getting you're moving in a new direction. Again, whatever fears and worries that you're having, you've got to let go of them. Your beautiful divine team is with you. The new direction is going to be filled with inspiration, adventure. It's going to be a very, very positive journey. And you're not, you know, you're not walking alone on your path. I see Archangel Michael with you. And he's going to help you with any difficulties that you have, whether they're financial or something else. And he's guiding you. I am getting like he is guiding you, especially financially. Have you been worried about finances?
Not worried, but think about it.
Okay, because he's saying, you know, just hand over everything to me. Okay, you're surrounded by beautiful light and love. And just maintain that beautiful attitude of gratitude and visualize, you know, what it is that you are wanting. And you have the ability to manifest it really fast, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just allow yourself to accept all the love that's around you and to be loved. And this is a time, during, especially your birthday, to truly love yourself unconditionally, to put yourself first. Schedule a little time for you because you truly deserve it, okay?
Thank you.
And as you said, you know, make that commitment for meditation, a little bit of solitude. And I'm getting, you know, that is going to be really beneficial because you're getting a lot of divine downloads. And it's sort of like pieces of a puzzle are actually coming together for you, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is it's a beautiful time for you. And as I said, you know, what you're focusing on, you're going to be able to manifest, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and also, I want to ask you, Archangel Raphael, our healing angel, is coming in. Are you paying attention to your diet, hon?
Yes, I am. I'm more so now than ever.
Okay, because I'm getting like your diet is really important, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you continue, you know, to think about that as well. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing. Okay? And make sure you get, you know, enough water, some exercise. Maybe, you know, a nice birthday present would be a massage. Okay? And that'll help
fact,
you.
Thank you.
Go
As
ahead.
A matter of fact, I got a gift from a friend for a massage.
Well, that's divinely directed for you. That's awesome. And with that being said, we're going to give you a spiritual massage first. So Barbara's going to come in and do a little bit of healing. Barbara?
Thank you.
Okay.
Good luck and happy birthday, hon.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, so we are going to... Okay. We are going to be doing some Dear Innate statements to clear some of the energy in your life. And I keep hearing the song, "This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius." So you are moving more and more into the energy of Aquarius. You're leaving the old Piscean energy and moving into that fifth dimensional energy that the whole planet is moving into. But apparently you are seriously moving into that because they keep playing that song in my head. So the way these Dear Innate statements work is I say a statement, and then you repeat it. And when you repeat it, you are talking to your innate body and you are making this change in your life. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Dear Innate, I am open to love. No, you have to repeat.
Yes.
Okay. Dear Innate, I am moving forward.
Dear Innate, I'm moving forward.
Dear Innate, my life is changing.
Dear Innate, my life is changing.
Dear Innate, I embrace the change.
Dear Innate, I'm great for change.
Dear Innate, I accept my magnificence.
Dear Innate, I accept my... I'm sorry,
My magnificence. Dear Innate, I accept who I am.
Dear Innate, I accept who I am.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I love my life.
Dear Innate, I love my life.
Dear Innate, I am a blessing to the world.
Dear Innate, I am a blessing to the world.
Dear Innate, I allow my gifts to open.
Dear Innate, I love my gift to open.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward.
Dear Innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear Innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear Innate, I know who I am.
Dear Innate, I know who I am.
Dear Innate, I love my life.
Dear Innate, I love my life.
Just take a nice deep breath. Oh, and I just see your energy getting brighter and brighter. And that beautiful council of three goddesses that were part of the message for Queen are around you too. And so they're saying that they want you to come and play with them as part of your birthday celebration. So go into meditation and invite the three goddesses to come to you and hear the message that they have for you. They want you to really, truly understand the beauty of you. There's just so much love there that they have for you. So definitely, after we get off the phone, go into meditation and spend some time with those beautiful three goddesses, because they are ready to just have a wonderful time with you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And they're saying that this is a significant birthday because you are being... You're waking up to who you are. It's like you're being created anew. So in a way, you are actually being born again to the truth from your very own soul. And it just feels so phenomenal. So enjoy today. Make sure you enjoy today and have lots and lots of fun, okay?
Thank you so much to you and to DC Love, and I appreciate you both very much. And have a happy day, too, and namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
We will. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Ah. Okay, DC, we are done for today.
Beautiful. Well, you know what, Barbara, when you were speaking with Queen and channeling the message, you actually put Jackson and Callie to sleep. So they're out cold. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's a little quiet. And I looked over, they're both out cold. So whatever you did.
I guess they got into that light and it just like, woof. And
yeah, oh my goodness, cold. Wow.
I think I'm going to go take a nap now because it's like, oh, okay, now I need to.
Yeah, it feels amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, self as well. Feels really beautiful. And, you know, just everybody take care of yourself. And if you feel like napping, nap. It's okay. But it's
all right, everyone.
Beautiful.
We should be back on Thursday morning. We send you all lots and lots of love. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.